The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Paul Lewis is with us. He's a private investigator. He's founder of UK-based PEL Consultancy Services, and he personally and they more broadly have done more than 4,000 investigations related to people having affairs, trying to get the evidence of a spouse's suspicions. Paul, can you start us with the suspicions? What are the warning signs that one is being cheated on?
Good morning, guys. Normally the sort of suspicions would be the mobile phone going upside down, being left, you know, hidden consistently, not coming home at a reasonable time in the evening, changes in behavioural patterns. There's all various different, you know, signs to relationship affairs and adultery, really, something that we've worked on over so many years now.
When they come to you and they say, I have my suspicions, what percentage of them do you think turn out to be right?
Probably in the range of about 70 to 75%, according to our statistics that we, you know, from the investigations that we've done over the years. But when people have normally got a gut instinct, it's they're normally right. Not everyone is right at Hastings. You know, there's been, you know, hundreds of investigations we've done where it just hasn't been the case, but primarily a large proportion of them are pretty spot on, really. But, you know, it's obviously just gathering that them points of intelligence to sort of put the client in a position of strength and understanding. A lot of the affairs take place in the workplace. So it just depends on what the, you know, the arrangements and living circumstances are of the individuals that we're currently investigating, really.
I assume you must have to tread carefully, because in the small percentage, I mean, in the 20-odd percent, 25%, where there isn't an affair going on, I would guess it's a difficult thing to deal with in a marriage if the partner discovers the person hired a private investigator on them.
I mean, with our expertise, it's, you know, there's never really, I think over the course of the investigations that I've currently worked over the years, the compromise issues are not such an issue for us. But sometimes these individuals find out, I mean, if there's a joint bank account and they've paid our company, they may question, you know, what this payment was to and from. And then that's the point where the disclosure comes out, really, to the other partner. But it's, you know, from a, you know, confidentiality point of view, it's something that we pride ourselves on, really, making sure that there's no compromise on our side.
And is your gig seasonal? Do people have affairs at different times of the year?
Normally it starts in the middle of summer, really, and then up to the Christmas period. But what we found over the years is, I mean, January is quite a busy month, due to sort of people going missing over the Christmas period, and a lot of affairs start in the workplace over the course of that period due to the Christmas parties and things like that. But primarily it's normally at the, you know, seasonally it's around the start of summer and that sort of time, I think, where people are wearing less clothes and viewings become more sightful, for want of a better word.
At the end of these several thousand investigations that you have done, have you become jaundiced about human, have you become cynical about human behaviour and human relationships?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I've had particular situations, I hate, not for a very long time, sort of 15, 16 years ago, but it was, you know, primarily my father that sort of introduced me into this. He was protection for the royal family and police protection and a marksman for the Queen at one point, and my sort of expertise comes from there, really. But he introduced me to the business some many years ago, and it's been, it makes you wonder. And at that particular point in time, I had an issue going on with the mother of my child. I hired a couple of guys, private investigation, to get me the evidence, and it was actually true at that particular point in time. And that was sort of 14, 15 years ago. And I found myself becoming the main director of the investigation agency globally, really, now.
I assume if your father was close protection for the royal family, he must have had some interesting stories about some of their middle-ranking members.
He had a few stories. It's not so something I'd want to go into, really. But it's, yeah, I mean, there was countless stories. I mean, there's numerous things that I can mention, but...
Probably not on air.
I think being appropriate and...
Paul.
The reputation of business is probably not a good idea.
Thank you for your time this morning, Paul. But that is Paul Lewis, who is private investigator and founder of PEL Consultancy Service.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.